Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is The Religion of the Prophets is One. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has ennobled our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the ascension, by the Isra and the Mi'raj unto the highest of the heavens. He revealed unto him from his words whatever he revealed, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family and companions, all of them, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself with the taqwa of Allah. For verily he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulih. O you who have believed, fear Allah and believe in his messenger. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Indeed, Allah has blessed our master, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his journeying, which is the journey we refer to as Isra wal Mi'raj. About this journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, about the first leg, he says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram. Laylam minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how exalted or exalted is he who took his servant by the night from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And we should know that there at Masjid al-Aqsa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met many of the prophets underneath the roof of the mosque, in a place that represents and epitomizes the brotherhood that is between them. And it was there that was manifested the oneness of their message, and it was there that there was a manifestation of the completeness and perfection of their way. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-anbiya'u ikhwatun." The prophets are paternal brothers. And then he says, their mothers are different, but their religion is one. So he said, this indicates that the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them, alayhim salatu wasalam, their faith is one. And about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about this millah, this way. He said, Millata abikum Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this millah, this way, as the way or the religion of your father Ibrahim, alluding to some kind of connection, a connection of lineage, of spiritual lineage. O slaves of Allah, This connection exists despite the shara'i, the different ways of their laws being different at different times. And as the Prophet ﷺ ascended unto the highest of heavens, at each stage he was greeted. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبَرَىٰ, that indeed he saw of the greatest signs of his Lord. So amongst these great signs that he saw was the seeing of this lineage of connection. And so he saw the father of humanity, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, upon him be peace. And then he saw the father of the prophets, as is referred to in this verse that we just quoted, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he met after that, his brothers amongst the prophets, meeting Sayyidina Idris, Sayyidina Yusuf, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Harun, Sayyidina Yahya, Sayyidina Isa, alayhim as-salam, wa salatu as-salam ajma'een. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have peace and blessings, send his peace and blessings upon all of them. And each of these prophets in turn were delighted to greet him, and they gave him glad tidings, saying, marhaban, right? They said, marhaban wa ahlan. Welcome to you, and you are just like our family. وَلَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءِ. And he said, and what a wonderful visit this is. And so in this manner, he was welcomed at each stage and each by each of these prophets. And this indicates the degree of love that exists between these different prophets. And it indicates their connection, but also the connection of their message, which also indicates the perfection of the message. For all of their messages conjoined this essential kalima, this essential word of La ilaha illallah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ
قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدُونَ.
Allah says, and we sent not before you any messenger, except that we revealed to him that there is nothing worthy of worship except me. So worship me. And so from the perfection of this exclusive worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this wahdaniya, this pure monotheism, this oneness of worshipping of the true one, the one who's bringing about everything into existence, was a way of preservation preservation of religion, preservation of life, preservation of wealth, preservation of intellect, preservation of lineage. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this ability to make us of those who are preserved in this worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who follow the way of the prophets ajma'een, all of whose way is encompassed in the sharia of our prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he was khatim al-nabi'een, he was the final of these prophets, and he was the completion of this path of that was instituted by the prophets, and especially this millah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that's why it's narrated that in this meeting that they had, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ya Muhammad, aqra'i ummatika minni salam. He said, O Muhammad, give, right? O Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, aqri'i ummataka minni salam. He said, O Muhammad, convey my greetings to your ummah. And so this beauty of this conveyance of Sayyidina Ibrahim's salams to us as the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ shows this connection between us through the Prophet ﷺ to the other prophets, and that the connection should be one of love and peace, and that the Prophet ﷺ was the final embodiment of this rahmah, and the final embodiment of this rahmah and peace that was for the alameen, for the entirety of all of creation. And so we in turn, to the degree we follow the Prophet ﷺ, we will be reflecting of this rahmah to the entirety of creation. And so this is what is the take home of this khutbah, that just as the prophets were connected and cemented through this bond of love and goodness, and a desire to spread and manifest this love and goodness, and to save creation from the punishment of those who don't follow this correct way, then we should be of those who emulate that to the degree in our following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us follow them and act in accordance with this guidance. As the Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when this group of youth retreated to the cave, and they said, O Lord, grant us from yourself mercy and prepare us from your affair right guidance. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us from himself mercy, and we ask that we can reflect this mercy to others in the form of rightful guidance. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.